Hey, building a vacation home on an artificial lake can have some pitfalls. One risk is that water levels rise and fall within certain limits at the whim of whoever owns the dam. But now, waterfront property owners in Ellsworth are hoping to take some control over their summer shoreline as the owner of two dams on the Union River seeks a renewal of their federal licenses. A.J. Higgins reports.
Ed Dahm of Bar Harbor owns a camp on 8,000-acre Graham Lake where water is stored and released by a dam to power the turbines of the Union River Dam downstream. Last year, Dahm said he had to wheel his boat more than 200 yards across Graham's dry lake bed after a drought, combined with high demand for power, prompted the Brookfield Renewable Energy Group to drop water levels by more than 6 feet.
Some parts of the year where we get flooded out and lose maybe 200 to 500 cubic feet of soil down the river, and there's more months of the year where it's kind of like a desert out there.
The dams are owned by Brookfield, which is in the process of seeking relicensure with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission to operate its power plant for another 30 years. The current license allows the company to draw down water levels at Graham Lake by nearly 11 feet to produce power on an on-demand basis at the Leonard Lake Dam in Ellsworth, where Dahm says native fish species have a difficult time swimming upstream to spawn.
The pregnant 3-foot eels trying to come back through the dam, trying to go through a turbine, it's a terrible mess down there. It's slice and dice.
And fish passage has also become an issue for conservation groups. Last week, nearly 200 people attended an informational meeting in Ellsworth where city officials and Brookfield representatives discussed some of the common concerns voiced by area residents. Brett Ciccatelli, a fisheries biologist with the Downeast Salmon Federation in Columbia Falls, says the relicensing process has opened a door to resolve some of the obstacles that have been affecting native fish species in the Union River for generations.
We have a river that supported, you know, native wild Atlantic salmon and a whole host of other native sea-run fish. And with the relicensing, we're at a unique opportunity to kind of be a part of that process and help assure that when there's a new license issued, those fish that have been blocked since 1907 get a chance to get back into the river.
In response to concerns raised by waterfront property owners on Graham and Leonard Lakes, the Ellsworth City Council voted unanimously Monday night to apply for intervenor status in the FERC dam applications, despite concerns about the potential costs. Meanwhile, a spokesman for Brookfield Renewable Energy issued a written statement saying that the company will continue to balance its regulatory requirements, environmental impacts, and obligations to stakeholders, including the City of Ellsworth, and the company says it is committed to being a good steward of the environment. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm A.J. Higgins.